Vale Royal Athletics Club are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week after their success at the recent Cheshire Cross Country Championships. There were 6 individual wins for Vale Royal athletes and team prizes in the men's and women's events and the women's vets category, as well as a number of podium and top 10 finishes. Vale Royal is a hive of activity, as club chairman Stuart Doyle explains.
Whilst we have more of an endurance background, you know, we are a genuine athletics club. We do have sprinters, throwers, jumpers, as well as the endurance side. And, you know, we've got split sites. So we also use the Hartford track in Northwich, which some of our under 11s, under 13 athletes and the sprinters and jumpers and throwers will use sometimes to keep the pressure off the Knights Grange facility. And we do try and make sure that it's, you know, there's a balance sort of across the piece. We've got about 300 members at the moment, which has been relatively static now for a period of time, and it's probably as much as we can realistically accommodate, certainly from an endurance background, because, you know, sometimes you can come down here on a winter's night and, you know, the track is absolutely full. You know, we can have up to 80 people running around the track, you know, and it's great to watch. At the same time, sometimes you wonder how, you know, there aren't accidents and there's not more congestion, but it works extremely well. We've got a very, very strong coaching setup. We're always on the lookout for more coaches, so if there's anyone out there, then, you know, they're more than welcome to come down and help us. But as I say, you know, the coaches that they've got have achieved, you know, unbelievable success for the catchment area, you know, where we are in mid Cheshire, and for the facilities that we've currently got, and we are working on those, then, you know, we have more than overachieved. You know, we've had some fantastic success on the basis, and as a result, what we're doing at the moment, we're attracting athletes from, you know, actually quite a wide area. You know, because of the success we've had, they will come to Vale Royal from quite some distance, you know, because of the reputation that we've got. And obviously, you know, what we need to do is sort of continue with that success, which Andy and Sean have been an integral part of.
The club's lead endurance coach is Andy Carter, who raced in the 800-metre final at the 1972 Olympic Games. The former British record holder also won European and Commonwealth medals during his athletics career. Now a coach, Andy has coached Vale Royal athletes to multiple successes, which have seen the club establish a national reputation.
We had a run of where we were winning medals at national championships. When I first started, we were, you know, we would look at the Cheshires, for example, and think, yeah, we've got to do well at that. And we did well at that. And then you start thinking, well, now let's move forward and get involved with the Northerns. And we started doing the Northerns and doing these. Then we were into the Nationals. And gradually, we've improved in all factors. And now the Nationals is very much on our radar when it comes to championships. The last proper winter, which was 2019-2020, we won both relays. There's at Sutton Park and at Mansfield, national relays, both cross country and road. We won the national cross country last year in Nottingham, under 17 girls, you know, so that is really top class performances, you know. And we've won other titles at under 15 level. You know, we've got some fantastic athletes, and they work hard. And you know, the success has followed. We've had, I think, 7 or 8 athletes have won scholarships to American universities. Now, I'm not saying I'm 100% behind going to America, but they've won the scholarships, which means they've been noticed as being good athletes. We've had quite a few going on, been invited to UK athletics coaching courses. So, you know, and that comes because they're successful. We've had a number of England school athletics winners at track. We've had English cross country. We've also had winners. So one year we had about 4 picked to run for England in the national schools, in the international schools race. So, yeah, so, you know, from being fairly sort of, I suppose you might say, localised, we've now branched out. You know, we do say to people, you know, you want to be at your best when you're sort of late teens, early 20s, when you start looking at internationals, senior internationals. But it's very hard to hold them back. You hold them back too much, they may give it up. And then you've lost them to the sport. So you've got to try to keep them going, but at the same time, say, don't forget, you're looking 4, 5, 6 years ahead. You know, that's what you've got to do. But if you look back, Paula Radcliffe was great at as a young lady. And Jess Judd, who did a really good 3K yesterday, she won all of England schools, you know. And so if you keep at it, you know, you can. Some fall by the wayside, but, you know, so we've tended to give them the head, and if they've got the ability, we let them go out and prove it to everyone. And what we've done is we've just tried to, I suppose, professionalise to the best of our ability the training. We send out every week what session we're doing. We tell them what pace it should be run at. We send them sort of little guides of pace charts and what sort of mileage they might want to do a week, different ages. So it's trying to give them the information that they're not just bowling up and running around the track aimlessly, that they're coming thinking, you know, tonight I'm aiming to do, you know, if it's 200s or 400s, you know, if I'm doing 400s, I'm aiming to do them in 63, 64, I'm aiming to do them in 72, 73, you know. So they've come with that attitude, and I think it's worked because the kids are absolutely brilliant. They're on the metal. They know what they've got to do. They're talking about it before the session. You hear them talk. We don't have to talk to them. They're over there telling each other, we're going to do this, we've got to do that, which is fantastic. And that's what you want it to be. They obviously enjoy it. They enjoy each other's company, and they get on with the hard work. And of course, from that hard work, we've had a lot of success.
Sean McGrath has been at the club since the very start, when two local athletics clubs decided to merge together.
That was April Fool's Day. We formed a club in 1994. We formed from Winsford Athletics Club, which was based here, Mid-Cheshire, which is based around Northwich and Hartford. Best move we ever made. Winsford only had about 30 members and no juniors. Mid-Cheshire had about 100 members and quite a few juniors. And we kind of developed from there. We started off with about 120 members. We've got about 300 now. So, yeah, the numbers have increased dramatically as well. The vest we got at the meeting, we had several people there with different designs. And somebody held this particular design up and everybody said, oh, that looks stupid. So we'll have that one. It really stood out, you know, so that's why we went for it, because it looks so different. It's blue and very bright yellow squares. Winsford was a yellow vest with a blue stripe across the middle. Mid-Cheshire was a blue vest with a couple of white stripes. So it was a combination of the two. I mean, the very first race we did at Crewe, track relays, we were allowed to wear, but we hadn't bought a vest yet, plain yellow. Of course, Altrincham were there with plain yellow. And the total mix-up, one of our athletes was trying to take the baton off an Altrincham runner, and they said, no. So we've evolved from that, and the vest is known nationally now. You know, people know their own vest. It's been a great move, A, forming the club, and B, picking that vest. I had the coach endurance initially with a chap called John Davis. I knew Andy, and I coached one of his younger daughters, and I kept trying to persuade him, because you see him on telly. On BBC had athletics every Saturday afternoon on Grandstand, and I kept trying to persuade him to come down, and eventually he did. And that was a huge move for the club, because, you know, I've just been an ordinary club runner, but with his knowledge, you know, it's been a massive, we're a good combination.
The club has a thriving junior section and talented athletes throughout the age groups. Club chairman Stuart Doyle says the club offers more than just training.
You know, we start from under 11s, so 8 years old is the youngest that people can join us. And, you know, we've got a very good structure which will take, you know, athletes, and we won't try and mould them in terms of looking at specific events. You know, what we try and do is make sure that every athlete will come down and we make it fun for them, and equally they get a chance to try all the different athletic disciplines. As I said before, you know, it's sprints, jumps, throws and endurance. They get a chance to try see what works for them, you know, and they don't specialise until they're much older. So as a result, you know, it grounds them effectively, and just helps them. And, you know, some of the relationships that, you know, the friendships that are built, you know, you see them sort of right the way through into the 20s. People are still friends, you know, you see it on social media. So it's not just about competitive sport. It's a lot more than that. You know, it's genuinely about sort of developing young people and old people. You know, we've also got a lot of parent groups. So quite often you will get parents who will come down, they'll bring the children down and they'll actually go for a run. So there's, you know, a runner's mums group that has developed, you know, who will go off and they'll do their own runs at Delamere Forest, which is a location that we often use at the weekends, or on White Gate Way, which is another facility around here. You know, so it gives, you know, the parents something to do and something to focus on. And there's a lot of friendship groups, as I say, have developed from that. And, you know, you see them going out on social occasions. I think the other thing that's worth sort of mentioning, we do a trip to Portugal, which Andy organises every year. So that's generally around Easter time. We've not been able to go for the last 2 years for obvious reasons. But there's a track and a cross-country course, which is purpose-built over in the Algarve. And we've had about 100 people from the club, you know, and including parents, sort of go across there for the last few years. And that's fantastic in terms of a bonding activity. It's obviously training focused and, you know, everyone's there to sort of work hard and train. But there's also a social aspect to it as well. And that's fantastic in terms of the development of friendships and, you know, around the club. So it really brings people together and sort of kickstarts the summer season effectively. You know, the real purpose is that people get some real good training done just before the, you know, the track season sort of kicks in during the summer.
Athletic stadiums have perhaps become synonymous for their synthetic red or blue tracks. But as you walk down the bank to the track at Vale Royal's Knight Grange complex, one of the first things you may notice is the grey, dusty colour of its cinder track. And with plans for the facilities to be developed, including the track, it could mark the beginning of a new chapter for the track at Knight's Grange.
We believe, you know, in a lot of respects, the nature of the facilities does make athletes tougher. You know, whilst, you know, it doesn't look much, and you're absolutely right, when you look at the place, you think, what on earth have I come to? Then, you know, the athletes sort of recognise that and they do get a lot of benefit. And, you know, I think personally that's been part of the reason for the success we've had at cross country in particular, you know, because at times during the winter, and Sean does a phenomenal amount of work, you know, the number of times he's down here with a wheelbarrow and, you know, mending holes in the track and stuff like that and filling it in. A load of gravel, which I know you can't see on the radio, but there's a load of gravel in the corner that Sean that was a lot bigger at one point, and Sean's basically used that to sort of patch up holes, you know, and it's a lot better than it was in terms of the drainage and the amount of surface water that, you know, we used to get during the winter. So it's a much more pleasant surface for training on. But actually, as I said before, I think it actually toughens athletes up. They come down here, you know, but they know they're going to work hard, and it makes them sort of stronger and fitter, because you've got to be stronger and fitter to run fast on a surface like this than you would do on a synthetic surface. But we are looking at development. You know, we're in talks with Cheshire FA, because they're developing the whole sort of Knight's Grange sporting facility. And, you know, we're having conversations as to what the athletics facility might look like going forwards. That's still a reasonably early stage. It's been delayed because of COVID, but we'll see where we get to with that. But, you know, I, for one, in a way, will miss this facility if we do end up losing it, personally.
But like Stuart said, there's a development going on here that we may well get a track. But, you know, this is such a huge area. If we want to do a few sessions on the grass, we got that. I mean, we got two portaloos at the back there. That's the only toilet facility we got. And the club has paid for all this ourselves. It's not, nobody else has paid for it. We had a fence built via a grant many years ago. So we've had a big input here.
Andy Carter has been involved in the sport for over half a century, competing at the sport's biggest events, including at the Olympic Games, and claiming 800-metre bronze at the 1971 European Championships and silver in the 4x400 metres at the 1974 Commonwealth Games.
Well, I started as a cross-country runner.
I used to run, I was born in Exeter, so I ran for Devon cross country, and that was my aim, to make the Devon team to run in the England Schools cross country, and that's what I used to aim for. In the summer, I used to toddle off and play cricket. That was my sport. When I joined Exeter Harriers, the end of one cross country season, they persuaded me to run in a race in Exeter on the Saturday against St Luke's College, which was a very much like Loughborough College, a big sporting college in Exeter. And I ran in this 880 yards, as it was then. And although I didn't win the race, I did sort of break the Devon School's record, athletics record. So in really, I didn't, you know, I then gave up the cricket, took up the running, and, you know, I was very fortunate. Within a year, I'd got a junior international. 2 years later, I got senior international, and it you know, it went very quickly and on a nice upward curve. But eventually, I got to the Olympics. But shortly after that, I had some calf issues, calf muscle issues, and I think in those days, you know, the availability of treatment was not what it is today. And obviously, it's very professional today. They have lottery funding. In those days, there was no funding. There was none of this. You did your job. You worked and you trained in the evenings. And if you got injured, you were very easily forgotten. So, you know, that's probably what happened. But I've always been interested in the sport. I mean, my daughter became keen in it. I was keen to get involved as well.
Now a coach, Andy is passionate about helping athletes improve. He brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to the club, having competed in the final on the world's biggest stage.
It was fantastic. You know, you go to these things. You're not really aware of it when you're there. It's not till afterwards that you appreciate perhaps what you've done. Even the Olympics, you tend to just get sucked in. You're there, you're wandering around, you're racing. You're not even noticing that you're running in front of 80,000 people. You don't really seem to notice it that much because you're just doing what you normally do. And it's not till afterwards you think, oh, crikey, yeah, I was in one of those, you know, and you realise what it was. I mean, when I went to the Olympics, I was just thrilled to be able to see like American basketball players, you know, 7 foot tall, wandering around just across having their dinner, and you know, swimmers that you'd seen, and obviously the gymnasts in those times, Romanian gymnasts that were around then, you just saw those having, you know, in a table about 10 feet away, and it was fantastic seeing these people that you only read about or saw on TV. So yeah, I was very much almost like a spectator, really, you know, just taking in, absorbing what was going on there. It was great. We had a really good time. Obviously, in Munich, we did have the Israeli incident that caused, obviously, a big problem. But other than that, it was a fantastic experience. And, of course, you get around the world. I ran in New Zealand, in South Africa, around Europe. You know, so you get to places that, you know, you just wouldn't get to in other things. I was always keen to put something back into it. And I think that's, you need that, because people have the experience. And if they just walk away, they're taking that experience. So I was always keen to keep involved. I was very fortunate my kids were interested and they wanted to get involved. But it's just, there's a big thrill in seeing people improve. And as I said right at the start, you know, we've tried to make it more professional, and we try to make them, you know, live it and think a lot more. And, you know, what they're trying to do and what objectives they've got. And we've been very fortunate. We've got some good kids. I think there's good kids everywhere. I think there's a lot of, you know, probably for everyone who turns up, there's another one sat there who doesn't get involved. It's like any sport. Probably there's another Messi somewhere who never even knew he could even play football because he wasn't interested. But, you know, I think, you know, we're trying to give the kids the best possible chance. And that, you know, that, and we're proud to do that. We enjoy that. We're happy to give up our time to help them along. And if it means they succeed, more well and good.
Interested in finding out more, Vale Royal is a club where everyone is welcome.
Anyone can come down. We, you know, we will help anybody who comes, no matter what level they are. They don't have to be world beaters for us to be, you know, we're interested in everybody and we will try to improve them. I remember a tale, a coach came and we had a meeting here once, and we invited him along to do a bit of coaching. And he was a national coach at the time, and he said in his club there was this lad who always ran and always came last. And everyone loved him because they knew he would come last. And he said, but he always turned up and he trained and he trained. And he said, last year he got in the GB half marathon team. So that goes to show that, you know, if you improve, you will improve. And I think in many respects, I look at Stuart's son. and he falls into that sort of bracket that he's worked, and he's turned into a super runner. Super long distance, maybe, but super runner. And it's just continue. It's just being there. And you have to take a few knocks, but, you know, riding those, keeping going. And, he's coming through nicely now.
The son that Andy mentioned is actually doing a marathon with me on Sunday. He'll beat me. Aaron's looking at running about 2.5 hours, about two hours 30 for the marathon on Sunday. He's 18, so he's just about allowed to do a marathon. He was desperate to do one as soon as he could. So the two of us are doing it. I'm looking for more like 2 hours 35 minutes, I think. So I'm about to get beaten by my youngest son. But just to reiterate Andy's message around the club, anyone's welcome to come down. You know, they don't have to be a superstar athlete by any stretch of the imagination. You know, whatever type of athletics they're interested in, or they just want to give it a go, there's no commitment required. They can come down. We will find a group that fits them in terms of their age and their profile, and we will make sure that they're welcome. And just come down, give it a go, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. But as I say, there's no commitment required from the outset. You know, we will look after them. You know, it's sport for all as far as we're concerned.